Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I have some understanding of what junk couture is all about, but it actually is making your clothes out of household waste, and it is a huge movement now. In fact, I do believe that, Katie, you're in the United Arab Emirates, and that's where you joined me from to talk about junk couture. Good morning.
Good morning, or good afternoon from the UAE,
but
PJ.
What time is it there now?
It's approximately 2:10, so we're 3 hours ahead, so it's not too bad.
and depress me even more, what's the weather like?
Oh God, well, I don't know if I'll depress you, because for your viewers, I don't think this sounds too appealing, of 40 degrees Celsius, approximately.
I take it compared to what's outside my window right now, to be honest, but that's just me. Talk to us about junk couture, Katie, because it is almost a global movement now.
It absolutely is. And PJ, for anyone listening as well, I'm actually a past contestant myself and competed in 2012. I'm from Athlone myself. And yeah, I've come the full journey through junk couture when I took part in secondary school and now working for the company. And it really is that movement. And we're now calling ourselves a global platform for youth creative expression, because our goal is to enrich and empower the lives of young people through both creativity and, as you mentioned earlier, sustainability and fashion. And what we offer to schools and to young people in second level education is a free to enter year round program that challenges these students to create wearable fashion out of nothing but 100% recycled or upcycled materials before they then are challenged and asked to perform and tell their backstories to the world in a series of digital live finals. And when I talk about recycled materials, I really mean junk and waste,
like
and
what,
things
what,
that
what
we
What kind
overlook.
Of things, Katie?
Well, for myself, my dress was made out of orange peel skin that I collected from a local juice bar. You know, they were discarding them and I dried them out with my teammates. We were 15 and 16 at the time, and we tried to create a leather-like material. So we sewed the orange peel together. We had last year's winner, Synergy, who created their garment out of milk cartons and sea glass that was washed up on our local beach. We've had film reel. Everything goes at junk couture. But you also have then some students that are looking at their parents' wardrobes, their families, their friends, the items of clothing that, you know, have the holes, they're discoloured. They're seen as junk now and waste. You wouldn't even give them into a charity shop, you know, for people to wear again. And they're cutting them up, they're sewing them, and they're creating really show-stopping garments. And it's truly remarkable, because when you think about it, these students are now viewing waste as raw materials for something new. And that's where what we're really passionate about is it's how the program tackles climate change differently. And we're challenging these young people to become micro-influencers, as we all know their generation is, and they can make that change through creativity and circularity and their own self-expression. And I think it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, there's a guy, well, I spotted him around Cork in the summertime wearing a most unusual suit. It looked as if it was a patchwork of old suits, like an arm from one and a bit of a trousers from the other. It looked brilliant. That's the kind of thing you're talking about, isn't it?
That's exactly it. And, you know, with students who take part in junk couture, they're bringing that concept into their own personal lives. So like you said, they're starting to make their own clothes. They're doing embroidery, little designs on old T-shirts that, oh, you know, I'm fed up with that now. I'm giving it a new life. They're now seeking to shop for more sustainable brands and products. They're upcycling their clothes. They're shopping secondhand. You know, these apps like Depop, charity shops, vintage stores. You know, there's a trend called thrift flipping where they're buying secondhand and then doing it up at home and adding colour to it with thread. It's a wonderful concept, and it's all these small acts that will allow these young people to make an impact.
Talk to me about this dress of yours, made out of orange peels. would we not smell you coming two streets away?
Well, that is funny that you said that, PJ, because the CEO of Junk Couture always says, Katie, I'll never forget when I saw you. You were coming out of the lift, and he says, and I could smell you before I saw you. And I said, I well believe it. And that design that I created all those years ago still exists in my art room today. And although not smelling as fresh, I suppose. but yeah, we just thought, you know, let's get really innovative here. And it's funny because now you see lots of brands adopting the same measures. You know, H&M brought out a pair of shoes just last year made of pineapple skin. And it's that fashion, you know, fruit-based fashion that you're seeing.
Yeah.
And then the science labs coming into it and trying to be innovative, because the fashion industry is the second largest polluter in the world after the oil industry, I'm sure you're aware.
Mm.
And you know, lots of clothes are made from plastic. When you wash them, there's microfibers and microplastics that are being washed around our water, and they go into the sea. And we're not told about that. So it's now you have, you know, scientists, lots of cross-departmental within schools we're seeing as well, science and art classes, home ec, but also then you have engineering classes and woodwork coming involved. And I think that's a really exciting thing.
Yeah.
Because you can only imagine what our clothes will be made from in the future to be more sustainable.
New cleaner ways of doing things. So if anybody wants to get involved in Junk Couture, I know you're in the UAE now and you're promoting it out there, but if anybody wants to get involved here at local level, where do they start?
Absolutely. So Ireland is well underway. We've lots of exciting things in store for the next season of Junk Couture. But anyone who is listening and would love to get involved for the 2021-22 season can sign up their school now ahead of the competition over on our website or on our Junk Couture app. And should be sure to follow us on our social media networks, because they can follow our launches across all these new countries. We've brought over all past Irish designs. There's some students that flew to London. They're going to Paris now at the end of the week as well. And yeah, they can follow us on social media for lots of upcoming news on the competition.
Tell me, when you were there, probably pricking your fingers with a needle, trying to stitch bits of old orange peel together, did you ever, even the thought of it, like I'm laughing, but did you ever think there was a career in it?
I did. So I actually was a science background myself. I loved chemistry and biology, but then I was also quite creative and I was arty. And for me, I wasn't a sporty kid growing up in school. And my friends were, so between GAA and hockey and so on and so forth, I just felt like I lacked that sense of community or that celebration. You'd see the girls on the local newspapers and going off on the bus and talking about the crack they had. And I just felt there was nothing really for creative kids. And yeah. I found when I got involved with Junk Couture, I found, oh my God, this I could meet kids from Cork, to say, and I was a girl from Athlone, and then this was my community and myself of celebration.
Your tribe, as it were. Did you ever think you'd end up working for the company, though?
Well, that's it. And I went, no, do you know what? I was always asked, would you ever go on to study fashion design? And I didn't. I went over to Edinburgh and I studied dietetics, would you believe, which is food-based, funnily enough. And then I was always involved in Junk Couture workshops, and they launched in Scotland. They did 3 years market research over there to see if there was an appetite in schools, not just in Ireland. And I was asked to be a student judge. And I sat on a panel with Louis Walsh to my left and Una Healy from The Saturdays on my right. Mm. And I was 19, and I thought, oh, this is just crazy. I took part all those years ago. I'm now 19 and I'm still involved in the Junk Couture community. Roll on, when I graduated in 2019, I flew to Ireland for a workshop, Junk Couture workshop in Wicklow, and I was offered a job by Troy Armour, the CEO of Junk Couture.
Right.
And he just said, I'd love to have you on board. You've been involved in Junk Couture since 2012. I had some convincing to the parents that I wasn't going to use my degree, but 2 years later, and I'm the head of PR and communications at Junk Couture, and I absolutely love it.
Good
and
for you.
Can't wait to bring the mission, you know, globally, and that's why I'm here in Dubai today.
That was worth all the rooting through bins for the orange peels, wasn't it? Katie, great talking to you, and good luck with everything that you do with Junk Couture. And junkcouture.com is where people can find out more to get involved. Katie Brill speaking to us from the United Arab Emirates.
Cork's 96 FM.